This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the initiative is aimed at providing excellent and high-quality education to students. He emphasized that the new education policy aims not only to equip Indian students to compete globally for the next 25 years, but also to reconnect them with our rich cultural heritage and languages. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Indore. Under the initiative, Indore created world record of planting 11 lakh saplings in a day and achieved its target of planting 51 lakh trees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. He was addressing the Indian diaspora at Moscow in Russia. Mr. Birla commended the Indian community for their significant contributions to nation building in India, highlighting their role as ambassadors who shape India's image in Russia through their actions, contributions and achievements. The Lok Sabha Speaker was leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Russia, which concluded on the 12th of this month. The doors of Ratna Bhandar, the treasure trove of Sri Jagannath Temple at the holy town of Puri in Odisha, were reopened this afternoon after nearly four decades. A special team opened the doors, which had last been opened in 1985, while the inventory of its jewels and other valuables was last conducted in 1978. In Bihar, five people lost their lives and seven others were injured in a road accident in Kishanganj district today. The accident took place near Pet Bari village on NH-327E in Powakhali when a speeding truck collided with a four-wheeler. The police said the injured have been admitted to Siliguri Hospital in West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, an infiltration attempt was thwarted on the line of control, LOC, in the Keran sector of Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, three terrorists were neutralized during this anti-infiltration operation. Additionally, weapons and other military equipment were recovered at the operation site. The operation was ongoing in the area when last reports came in. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till 12th of July. World leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump at an election rally in western Pennsylvania. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the act of political violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said violence has no place in politics and democracies. The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. In men's cricket, India finished off its Zimbabwe tour by clinching the five-match T20 International Series 4-1. India defeated hosts in the fifth and final match by 42 runs in Harare today, riding on a half-century by Sanju Samson and Mukesh Kumar's four-wicket haul. And in Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. Alcaraz comfortably won the first two sets, 6-2, 6-2, but Djokovic bounced back in the third. However, the Spaniard clinched the third set as well. And the final match of the European Football Championship, Euro Cup, will be played between Spain and England tonight at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time in Berlin. Spain are aiming for a record fourth title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in their second consecutive Euro Final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.